Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Are you tired of spending way too much time creating content? Do you feel like sometimes you run out of ideas, or the ideas that you do come up with just aren't the most creative? Or maybe now you've finally gotten the hang of creating Instagram Reels, but you still struggle with all the other stuff that goes into it, like coming up with a hook or scripting what you're going to say? Well, thankfully, you can use generative language-based AI to help you out. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. How you can use a free tool like ChatGPT to make a month's worth of Instagram Reels in less than 30 minutes. Now, I don't think I've ever done a training, a podcast, a YouTube video, anything about AI without mentioning the following quote, and that is that you won't be replaced by AI, but you will likely be replaced by someone using AI. And that's because, like so many other advancements in technology, really, it's a tool. And fortunately for us, not only is this tool free, it's pretty easy to use, and pretty much anyone with an internet access can use it. And so with that in mind, in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you some different ways that you can strategically use ChatGPT to help you write things like your hooks, your scripts, or even come up with ideas for your reels. I'll be giving you some prompts that you can definitely use on your own to create your own content. But the biggest takeaway that I want you to have from today's episode is that ultimately this is a tool. And when you first start using it, just like any other tool, you're gonna suck at it. I remember when I first got my first iPhone, which I think was like the iPhone 3, because I didn't even want to get the iPhone 1 or 2 because I was like, how are we supposed to tap on a touchscreen? How am I going to be able to text? How am I going to be able to touch the right buttons? But eventually I was like, all right, I'll get an iPhone. So I got the iPhone 3 and that tool was new to me. And so the early days of texting on iPhone was pretty bad. I still remember when the co-host of this podcast, my mom, got her first iPod. And the original iPods, for those of you who don't remember, or maybe never had one, they had like a little dial in the center. And in order to turn up the volume, you would like lightly spin your finger around the dial. But I remember when the iPod first came out and like my mom and dad both got one, my aunt and uncle both got one. They all got one, I think for each other for Christmas or something like that. And no one even knew how to turn up the volume until someone accidentally swiped their finger over that little dial. And they were like, oh, that's how you change it. My point is simply that any new technology is going to be confusing, it's going to be overwhelming, and you're not going to be very good at it. AI is the same thing. And the really cool thing about ChatGPT is that it can spit out new pieces of text. So unlike something like Google, where you're going to type into the search bar and get other articles and news reports and links to videos that other people have previously posted that other creators have made. Instead, with ChatGPT, you know, you type into the search bar, so to speak, you type into the prompt window, and you're getting a basically new response every time. It is a generative response, meaning that it is a new response being generated from all of the hundreds of millions of data points and content and all of these articles and blogs that have been fed into ChatGPT. But of course, I know a lot of you are here not because you necessarily have never used ChatGPT, but because you want to use it for your Instagram Reels. So with that being said, let's hop into the actual tips and ideas of how you can use it to create this content. And during this episode, I'm going to be giving you prompts that you are welcome to use on your own. But before we even get into that, before I even give you these prompts, I need to give you a great piece of advice that someone else gave me a long time ago when I started using ChatGPT and AI. And it's basically that oftentimes when we start using AI, we, the humans, try to guess what the computer needs to know. So we try to tell it things like, hey, ChatGPT, I am trying to come up with Instagram Reels, and I post about dog behavior issues, and I'm a dog trainer, and I have 300 followers, and I post a lot of Reels, and sometimes I post carousels. Help me come up with ideas. Go. And we just kind of like guess at the things that ChatGPT needs to know. But ChatGPT knows what it doesn't know. It knows what it needs to know. And so the thing that I do almost every time I'm creating a new prompt or I'm starting a new conversation, let's call it, with ChatGPT, is I ask it to ask me questions. So let me give you an example. Let's say I want ChatGPT to help me come up with ideas for what to post on Instagram. Instead of saying, hey, ChatGPT, help me come up with ideas for what to post. I usually post about Instagram tips. Go. Instead, I could say, ChatGPT, in a second, I'm going to ask you to help me come up with more ideas for what to post on Instagram. But, and this is the key, but before you give me these ideas, ask me a series of questions so that you can better understand my goals, my Instagram strategy, and what I'm seeking to get out of these ideas. And then when you press the enter button, ChatGPT is going to give you a series of questions instead of ideas of what to post. The questions are going to be like, what is the topic of your Instagram? What is the primary audience of your Instagram? What are your goals with your Instagram content? Is there any specific themes that you want to stick with or stay away from? And then you can just go through and answer those questions kind of like it was ChatGPT interviewing you. And then when you press enter, ChatGPT will then be able to give you content ideas that are way more informed, way more intelligent, and way more specific to you and your specific needs rather than you just kind of guessing, telling ChatGPT what you hope it needs to know. But I understand sometimes when you're just getting started, it's easier if someone just kind of gives you a prompt. And so in today's episode, I will definitely be giving some prompts to you. But again, if you want to take your ChatGPT usage to the next level, the real key is having it do all the work by asking you the question of what it needs to know. Okay, so idea number one of how ChatGPT can help you come up with a month's worth of Instagram reels in probably less than a half hour is it can help you come up with ideas. And your prompt for ChatGPT could be something as simple as, I need help coming up with ideas for Instagram reels. The ideas should relate to rock climbing. And within the rock climbing niche, I usually post about rock climbing tips for beginners, rock climbing gear, rock climbing memes, and rock climbing quotes. If you put that into ChatGPT and, of course, replace the word rock climbing with whatever your specific niche or industry is, you will get post ideas. You could even tell ChatGPT to give you a specific number. You could say, give me 10 ideas, give me 5 ideas, give me 30 ideas. You could specifically tell it to come up with ideas that would be highly engaging for whoever your target audience is. So I need help coming up with ideas for Instagram reels that would be highly engaging for women over the age of 45. You could tell it that you need ideas that are original and that are rarely or hardly ever talked about on Instagram. And I think it's important to note at this point, in case you haven't heard it before, I think everyone always says this when they're talking about AI, it's not perfect. I like to think of it as a rough draft. I like to think of it as putting pencil to paper so that I can have something written down. I can kind of get the juices flowing. I would never recommend using exactly what ChatGPT gives you for your scripts or for your ideas, but it can definitely give you a great kind of push or a great boost, especially if you're struggling with one of these areas. Also, don't just blindly trust any facts that ChatGPT gives you because, again, it's ChatGPT's job to give you information. And so if no information exists, sometimes the AI will invent information in order to satisfy the request that you gave it. And so I've heard plenty of horror stories of people even writing scientific papers and citing things that didn't exist, sharing statistics that were totally made up because they were using ChatGPT to help them write these papers. So just always do your due diligence and make sure you double check everything that ChatGPT tells you. The second way that you could use ChatGPT to help you come up with more content, make more content in less time, make 30 days of content in just 30 minutes is to have ChatGPT take what you have already done, what you've already posted, the reels you've already made, and create either new versions or modified versions of the existing posts you've made. So there's a few different ways that you could do this, but one way that I like to do it is I like to oftentimes title, at least like for myself, the different reels I'm posting. So this is the reel about hashtags are dead. This is the reel about trending audios. This is the reel about whatever other Instagram tip I'm posting about that day. And so I have all these different like titles in my notes. I have all these different titles for the actual file of the reel. I will take those titles, put them into ChatGPT and say something along the lines of, hey, ChatGPT, can you please help me come up with 10 real ideas that are different ways of saying what these titles are already talking about. And so that way you're not constantly having to come up with new ideas or even having to have AI come up with these new ideas. Instead, you can have AI create new versions, refreshed versions of content that you've already posted in the past. I do this all the time. I especially love doing this with my best content. So I'll go back to whatever my best posts were from 2 or 3 months ago. I'll put them into ChatGPT. I'll put the titles, I should say, into ChatGPT, and I'll ask it to do what we were just talking about, which is come up with new versions, come up with refreshed ways of phrasing this. And basically, I now have a bunch of new post ideas, but really, it's the same thing as before, just with a different package, with a different bow on top. And I know it's likely going to do well with my audience this time because it did well in the past. The third way that you can have ChatGPT help you come up with 30 reels in less than 30 minutes is to have it help you write your hooks. To bring up the number three again, I guess I'm sticking with a theme for this one. Hooks are essentially the first 3 seconds of your reel. It's whatever's going on in those first 3 seconds. It could be the words you're saying. It could be the phrase. It could be an expression. It could be the editing. Like maybe your video is really going to like zoom in or zoom out very quickly at the beginning. Maybe there's going to be like a video effect, like a transition or something placed on the beginning. Maybe there's an audio effect, like a popping noise or like breaking glass that's going to grab people's attention. Essentially, a hook is whatever is the opening of your reel, the beginning of your reel that is intended to grab people's attention. And in my opinion, the hook is the most important part of your entire reel. Without a strong hook, it doesn't matter how good the rest of your content is, no one's going to watch the reel. If your hook doesn't grab people's attention, they're not going to watch second, four, five, six. So I would spend a lot of time, especially if you're someone who struggles with views and struggles with engagement, I would spend a lot of time, I would spend a lot of energy and effort refining your hooks and working on your delivery, working on your ability to stop someone's scroll and grab their attention, because without it, all the rest of your work is kind of for nothing because it's not going to get viewed or seen. There are those rare reels that can do really well without a strong hook, but the vast majority of them are going to need something strong, something attention grabbing, something bold, something in your face at the beginning, or at least something that's different from the normal in order to pattern interrupt and stop someone's scroll so that they actually watch the full video. And the thing is, I don't know about you, but I know I'm not a crazy copyright genius. Like, I'm not awesome at writing headlines. I'm not awesome at coming up with hooks necessarily. It's something I've definitely gotten a lot better at over the years, but especially early on, I had no clue what I was doing with hooks. So I wish that 5 years ago I could use ChatGPT to help me come up with hooks. You could quite literally take the content that you were planning on posting. Let's say that you are a cake baker and you are teaching people some unique technique for frosting their cake. I don't know. You could put your script or at least your bullet points or your ideas for your reel into ChatGPT, just copy and paste it, and then say, you know, this is the idea that I have. This is the script that I have for an upcoming reel. And I want to craft an attention-grabbing hook to be placed at the beginning of this reel. The hook should be one sentence or less and should be rather bold or in your face in order to stop someone's scroll and grab their attention. If you put that into ChatGPT along with the actual bullet points or the script that you had planned out for the reel, I promise you ChatGPT is going to come up with an awesome hook for you to use. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. if you put that into ChatGPT along with the actual bullet points or the script that you had planned out for the reel, I promise you, ChatGPT is going to come up with an awesome hook for you to use. One thing that I do think is important when you are prompting ChatGPT to help you write hooks is to think about what emotional state do you want your viewer to be in when they're watching your reel? And maybe you've never thought about this before, but most likely when someone's watching your reel, if they're truly captivated, they're going to be feeling things like maybe excitement or anger or curiosity or frustration or happiness or energy or enthusiasm, whatever it is you intend them to be feeling based off of your content or your planned content. When you tell ChatGPT that, especially when you tell it in the context of writing your hooks, it's going to be able to write a better hook. Because if I am, let's say, sharing an unpopular opinion or a new discovery, a new fact about Instagram that's going to surprise some people, then it's important for me to tell ChatGPT that I want the hook to stir up that emotion or to at least relate to that emotion of surprise or confusion or being caught off guard rather than being angry or rather than being excited. Alrighty, idea number four for you to be able to make 30 Instagram reels in 30 minutes or less is you can use ChatGPT to literally write your entire script for your reel. Now, here's the thing. On Instagram, the algorithm, above all else, it values watch time. But the challenge is it's tough for people to watch long form content, at least currently on Instagram. It's starting to become more of the norm on TikTok, and it's kind of always been the norm on YouTube and on podcast. But on Instagram, we're used to short content. We're used to stories that are 15 seconds. We're used to short videos in the feed. We're not really used to long form content, even with Instagram Reels. And when I say long form, I mean longer than 30 seconds. And so that's why usually on Instagram Reels, the content that does the best is typically the shortest. The shorter content usually is going to get more views, it's going to get more shares, it's going to have a higher watch time. And that's because most people struggle to make a 37-second video that's very engaging and keeps people watching the entire time, especially because they're fighting against, like I said, the user habits of the Instagram population, which is used to watching and consuming those really, really short videos. And so the skills of storytelling and copywriting and script development play a role into making engaging content for Instagram Reels. Because if you're someone who wants what we all truly want, which is that our audience knows us, they trust us, they value us, they appreciate us, well, then you're probably going to want to create content that's longer than 4 or 5 seconds, right? But then we have to walk that line of how do I create longer content that is still engaging? And like I said, most of us aren't these amazing copywriters. And so that's where ChatGPT, that's where AI can kind of come into play and help us out. You could give ChatGPT a prompt to basically write your entire scripts for you. Something like, please assist me in writing scripts for Instagram Reels. Each script needs to begin with a hook and needs to be less than 60 seconds in length. I will be the only person speaking in the reel and I will be speaking directly to the camera. Each reel should end with a call to action that relates to the post, telling my audience to like the post, save the post, share the post, comment on it, etc. Please write me scripts for the following topics. And then you could give ChatGPT the normal topics that you post about. Or, brilliant idea, you could use the ideas that ChatGPT gave you earlier and just copy and paste them. So now you're having ChatGPT not only come up with the ideas, but also come up with scripts for each of those ideas. Again, I do want to remind you that you're going to get much better results if you're having ChatGPT ask you questions rather than just feeding it prompts. But I also did want to share these prompts with you because it's kind of like a quick way to get an easy result from ChatGPT without having to put in any extra work of like answering the questions. And I also think it's important to note that with AI, the better prompts you give it, aka the better input that you put in, the better output you're going to get out, the better results you're going to get, the better scripts are going to be written. Again, remember that whole conversation we had earlier about, you know, guessing what ChatGPT needs. I just rattled off a bunch of different things that I guessed it might need to know. Like it might need to know that the reel is going to be 60 seconds. It might need to know that it's going to start with a hook. It probably needs to know that it's going to end with a call to action. But there's also plenty of important information that I clearly didn't involve in that prompt. And so that prompt could be improved. Like I didn't tell ChatGPT what my tone is. I didn't tell ChatGPT how long I like my sentences to be. I didn't tell ChatGPT kind of like if I wanted a story to be embedded into my reel because I'm doing some storytelling, right? There's so many other factors that can play into our reels and that allow us to differentiate ourselves from each other. And so you have a few options. You can either write better prompts. You can have ChatGPT ask you questions that it needs to know to help it write better prompts for itself. Or you can take these scripts that ChatGPT is giving you, like I said earlier, as kind of like a rough draft, right? It's going to give you a sample script, but then you're going to add your own spice. You're going to add your own flair. It's going to give you a breast of chicken, but then it's on you to actually season it and prepare it in the way you like. Typically, I don't rely on ChatGPT to write my entire scripts for me. I do use ChatGPT when I am doing a lot of like brand content or when I'm doing user-generated content for brands that I'm working with, because oftentimes they're giving me these very detailed prompts of, hey, make sure you include this in the video, make sure you talk about this, make sure you talk about this. And so oftentimes I'll feed it into ChatGPT to get me started on the script. But when I'm writing my scripts for my Instagram reels, I rarely start with ChatGPT. I usually end with ChatGPT. So after I've written a script, I'll put it into ChatGPT and then tell ChatGPT to make it more concise, make it more refined, make it more specific, make it more punchy or attention grabbing. And that way I'm not just relying on my own script writing ability, I'm having it kind of like proofread or even improved by AI. The fifth and final way that you can use the free tool, the free artificial intelligence ChatGPT to help you come up with 30 reels in less than 30 minutes is in regards to your captions. And there's kind of two things that we're gonna do here. We're gonna flip them back and forth. The first is, of course, you can use ChatGPT to help write your captions. So you can use some of the prompts that we've already been talking about. You can use some of the techniques that we've already been talking about, prompting ChatGPT to help you, for example, write a 3-sentence caption based off of the following script for an Instagram reel. Or you can use your existing captions, and this is what I really like to do, is take the existing captions that I've already posted on Instagram, especially the captions that are a little bit longer or that have like a lot of like value, maybe a story embedded in them. Take those existing captions, copy them, and paste them into ChatGPT, and then I can tell ChatGPT to do a few things. I could tell ChatGPT to rewrite this in a different style because maybe I'm going to just reuse that caption on another post. I could tell ChatGPT to take this caption and turn it into a script for an Instagram reel. I could tell ChatGPT to take this short caption and expand on it, or vice versa. I could tell it to take a long caption and basically summarize it and condense it into the shortest version possible. Truly, the possibilities with ChatGPT and with AI are limitless. So I want to encourage you, if you're feeling overwhelmed, to just start experimenting with AI, start experimenting with these different tools, start experimenting with ChatGPT to try to figure it out and see how you can use it in your business. It will definitely save you time. It will definitely save you headache. It will definitely save you the energy of being creative and coming up with new ideas all the time, because you can literally use it to come up with new ideas or to reinvent and reconfigure ideas that you have already had in the past. I hope by now you can clearly see how you can create 30 reels in less than 30 minutes using ChatGPT. But if you're someone who you're still not quite growing on Instagram, like it's not working, the reels just aren't getting the views they feel they deserve, there's two previous episodes that we posted just a few weeks ago that I highly encourage you go check out. One of them is called How to Grow on Instagram Without Reels. So if you're someone who is just like tired of reels not working, and you want to learn the facts, which are that carousels and photos are actually performing very, very well, if not even better sometimes, and they're way easier to create than reels, go watch that video. That will be a total game changer for how you think about Instagram content. And if you're someone who is still kind of getting your footing on Instagram and today was helpful, but you kind of feel like you need to go back a few steps, I encourage you to watch another recent episode that we did, which is how to actually grow on Instagram in 2023 and even heading into 2024. Go back and watch that episode. They'll be linked down in the show notes as well. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.